All about Robert Munch. Robert Munch was born on June 11, 1945, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He grew up in a family of 9 kids. He almost flunked first grade, and also second, third, fourth, and fifth. But his younger brother was in the grade behind him, and he was a brain, and nobody wanted to have both of them in the same grade. In elementary school, he wrote poetry. Funny poems, silly poems, and all sorts of poems. Nobody thought that was very important, including him. Mr. Munch studied for 7 years to be a Jesuit priest, only to find that he was lousy priest material. While studying to be a priest, he also went to college and earned a bachelor's degree in history and a master's degree in anthropology. Also, while he was studying to be a Jesuit priest, he worked part-time at an orphanage to escape from dull and boring classes in philosophy. So he quickly found that he liked working with kids. And when he left the Jesuits, he decided to work in a daycare for a year until he figured out what he wanted to do. While working in a daycare, he discovered that he could get the kids to be quiet during nap time by telling them stories. For 10 years, he did this without thinking that he had any special skill. He eventually got a long list of stories he told, but he never wrote them down. After he had been in daycare for a while, he decided to go back to school again. He attended the University of Medford, Massachusetts, and it was there that he made up his first story while student teaching at a preschool. He did it for a circle time. At that time, he did not know that it was going to be a book called Mortimer, and it took 12 years to become a book. He and his wife lost their jobs at a daycare, so he decided to try to look for work in Canada. They both ended up at a preschool in Ontario, Canada. His wife's boss happened to be a children's librarian, and she heard him telling stories. She told him to publish his stories, but he didn't listen. She then told his boss to make him publish, and his boss told him to publish, and he finally listened. In fact, he was given 2 months off of work to write his stories. So he had a great 2 months off playing and doing what he liked, and on the very last day, he wrote down 10 stories and sent them off to 10 different publishers. 9 of the publishers said no, but one said yes to a story called Mud Puddle. So he became a writer. Mr. Munch still uses real kids as characters in his books, even though he's not working in daycare or preschool anymore. And now Mr. Munch has published 54 books.